74 degrees at 8:55. It's time to check on commodity markets this morning, and we bring in Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Looking like a bit of a mixed bag so far on the grain side. Bill, what are we seeing out there?
Yeah, kind of mixed this morning here. I think the markets are digesting the rally yesterday. We really had some better-looking charts here. I think we got down to some prior lows and tested them. And we also had good export sales yesterday. I think that helped to drive the market up a little bit. Also saw some outside markets are real positive, and I think that helped as well. Right now we're looking at December corn is up 2 cents at 354.5. The November beans are at 847. That's down 3.25. And the December corn is at 518.25. That's down 5.75. For the week, and keep in mind on the weekly chart, we switched from the September to the December futures this week. But on the weekly chart, we're showing the corn up 18 cents for the week, soybeans up 25, and the wheat up 38 cents. And as I say, that is switching from the September to the December, which whenever you leave that prior month down there in that four, or the, like on corn, the 330 to 340 area, that tends to help the support the market as well, I think, and that's part of what happened yesterday. A couple of things in the news. China reported the first case of African swine fever in the Jilin province. It continues to spread. There's also a case in the Inner Mongolia. The Russian agricultural group dropped their export prediction by about 1 million metric tons yesterday. They had the export sales out yesterday morning, and they're pretty good. Basically, corn sales are running above the average for this time of the year. Soybeans are running behind, but just not much behind the average for this time of year. Not as much as we were a couple of weeks ago. We've caught up some since then. Looking at the future side of things, I think on the soybeans, this 835 to 850 range is kind of what we've gotten into now. We need to have a good close here today. I don't think we can be down. We don't want to go down below 835 for sure, but as long as we stay above that, I think we've kind of established that range. If we could get a close above the 850 level in November, I think that's a positive sign and could take us up at some point to test that $9 area on the Nov, but I think for now we're in that range, and I think 835 area should provide some pretty good support. On the corn side of things, I think that the close above 350 was a good sign. 350 to 360 is probably resistance. We probably could go back down below that 350, but 340 area is probably good support. So overall, a 340 to 360 range right now is probably going to take care of us. We've gotten corn down below the $3 level with some weak bases and these futures down where they're at. I think the corn flow kind of stopped here. I think we did see some sales on the rally yesterday. That's probably one thing that's been a little bit of pressure on the corn this morning. And we did see bases actually improve a little bit on corn in the east. In the west, we were weaker. But that's a good sign, I think, to see the corn bases improve a couple of cents. So we'll see what the progress looks like on Monday, and we'll go from there.
All right, Bill, sounds good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's Bill Mayer joining us from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign on this Friday morning. Quick look at current conditions. Rain just about out of the WILL listening area at this point. We did get 0.04 of an inch outside our studios here in Urbana-Moore to the south and east. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says partly cloudy skies today, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, a high of 81 degrees, west wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight will drop off to a low of 54 degrees, mostly sunny, cooler, and less humid for the day tomorrow, with a high of 70, mostly sunny for Sunday, and a high of 76. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 74 degrees at 9 o'clock.